Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day. We're not talking about a few people who thought they were saved and really weren't. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Is that works?
Yep.
And in thy name have cast out devils? Is that works?
Yeah.
And in thy name done many wonderful works? Need I say more? So what are these people trusting in three different ways?
Works.
Works, works. We did works. We did works. John 6:40, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. So what is the will of the Father? That you, in this context, it's that you believe on him whom God has sent. Well, didn't these people in Matthew 7, didn't they believe on him? Because how could you do that stuff without believing on him? Why are you preaching in his name if you don't believe in him? But wait a minute. Wait a minute now. They're believing in him and something else. They don't have all their faith in Jesus.
Right?
Jesus is not something that you add to a false religion. They are deceived because that's what they say. They say, well, if believing is all you have to do, I'm covered. I'm doing this other stuff just to make sure. I'm doing the faith and the works, so I'm covered both ways. If you're right, I'm covered. But if God demands works too, I'm still covered because I'm doing them. That's what they say. Wait a minute. They're missing it. You know what? I'm going to put a sticker on the back of my car that says coexist with every symbol on it, and I'm covered. No, the Bible says you have to believe in Jesus with all your heart.